Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Enclaves of endurance amidst scorching skies. The tar underfoot bubbles like the cauldron of a witch's brew, and the air, a thick curtain of invisible fire, clings to every surface, smothering every breath. This is the reality of life in the Inferno cities, once bustling metropolises now turned deadly under the relentless assault of an overheated planet. In these urban furnaces, where temperatures soar and the sun reigns with a tyrant's grip, oasis-like heat havens emerge as grim bastions of existence against all odds. Heat havens, as some desperate residents have coined them, are huddled clusters of tenacity and technology, pockets of temperate holdouts in a simmering world, where overworked air conditioners wheeze their last breaths of cool relief. They are sanctuaries forged not by the opulence of wealth or power, but by the collective will of communities to forge resilience in the crucible of Earth's fury. These microclimates that dot the urban landscape represent more than just physiological relief. They are cultural and emotional lifelines offering the illusion of normalcy. In one borough, a thick canopy of bioengineered trees, whose very sap runs cold, casts a cooling shade over weary citizens, resembling a futuristic rendering of ancient hanging gardens. Elsewhere, ingenious architects, thumbing their noses at our sun-drenched plight, have erected buildings with self-reflective surfaces, turning away the solar onslaught like a mirror repels a laser's glare. Subterranean networks have sprung like root systems beneath the blistered streets, offering chill corridors and communal bunkers where bedraggled souls seek respite and camaraderie. Here, lit by the bioluminescent glow of genetically modified fungi, people share whispered tales of cooler times, weaving a tapestry of hopeful nostalgia around a hard kernel of despair. These citadels of cool are not without their own grim shadows. Violence flares at the thresholds, with heat-addled tempers turning once cordial neighbors into fierce competitors for a breath of cooler air. The grim currency of survival hardens many hearts, and reports are murmuring of a black market where the poor trade heirlooms for a night's respite in a haven like paupers purchasing a piece of paradise. The looming question hangs above the sizzling concrete like the sword of Damocles. For how long can these heat havens stand as the world burns? Optimists believe their evolution represents a beacon of human innovation and adaptability. But do these bubble-like sanctuaries of solace merely serve as the final act of desperation, a tragic epilogue written for a species teetering on the edge of its own sweltering doom? In one haven, a mural sprawls across an old building's side, a sea of blue painted over a landscape bereft of water, a silent memorial to the vanished dreams of a season called winter. Here, children run their fingers across the cool-to-the-touch paint, their laughter a fleeting music, swallowed by the ever-present hiss of the oppressive heat outside their sheltered embrace. Pockets of life persist in these inferno cities, marred by the blight of extreme heat, yet not wholly extinguished. For now, the heat havens stand resilient, a defiant testament to the tenacity of the human spirit, casting shadows of endurance that offer, if not a path to salvation, then at least a brief respite from an incandescent end. The portrait of life painted within these sweltering bounds is one modeled with both determination and suffering, moments of innovative miracles threaded alongside the tightrope of survival. It begs the question, simmering in the minds of those both within and observing from afar. Is this the world we accept, or a catalyst to mend our broken bond with the earth? Nevertheless, ignored is the inescapable truth. These heat havens, these enclaves of evolution and endurance, are indeed only pockets ephemeral amidst the sprawling canvas of our kindling world.